Believe this for yourself. Hear the Spirit of God in it and receive it for yourself. There's an exchange that goes on, and I've got things I need to get out today, and if you're not paying attention and if you're off in la-la land, are you having a senior moment? Then it's going to make it difficult. And I'll have to come back next week. Do it again and again. Because we're going to get this. Everybody say, I am going to get it today. Hallelujah. I believe that. Glory be to God forever. Ha, 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 ha. Jesus is Lord. You're going to get it today. Watch what you say with your mouth. Go and confess that you're going to get it today. You're going to get it today, all right. Hallelujah. So go with me to Psalms. And some of this I'm just going to run through real quick because we've done this over the last 2 weeks. Okay? So stay right with me. Can you find places in your Bible real quick? If you can't find it, just read it up there because we're going to go fast. Because I got to bring you up to the place where we left off. Otherwise, you'd be like, what? What did he say? I don't understand. But you're going to understand. You're going to get it today. Hallelujah. Psalms 103. Now, have you been here enough? Have you heard? Have you at least listened online to the last 2 weeks' messages? Have you believed? Have you received that this is part of God's plan for you? Renewing of youth. It's something that he does. Can you all acknowledge that at least, that this is something that he does? Is salvation something that he does? Is prosperity something that he does? Is healing something that he does? It's just what he does. This is just another measure of something that he does. That how many people don't receive healing? They're all over the place. They're called sick people. How many people don't receive salvation? They're all over the place. They're called unsaved people. Or sinners, you might say. How many people don't receive the blessing of God and prosperity? What are they called? Poor people. Boy, and I went down that trail before. Do you associate with the poor? No, not anymore. You associate with the rich. He makes you the head. You there yet? Psalms 103. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word. I receive your word right now into my spirit. I thank you for it. Help us to walk in your glory, the glory that is contained in your word. We will never be the same. We thank you for it. We pray for others. We pray and believe, God, for your revelation to come and to settle down and literally smite people in their hearts that they may know you as a God who does great supernatural things in the earth today. We receive it. We believe it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forget him not. And he lists a few here. It's just a few. Who forgives all thine iniquities? Is that good news?
Yes.
Forget it not. Are you tempted to forget it sometimes? Yes. Remember that one thing I did? He didn't forgive me. Yes, he did. It's forgiven. Forget it not. That he forgave you. Forget the thing that you did. Who forgives all thine iniquities? Who heals one of your diseases? And then when that's run out, then there's no more healing power for you.
No.
He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. And the trail I went down, and you can hang with me on this, there are some diseases that come on people in old age. Do you understand? The point is certain things come on you at a certain age because it thinks it can. It thinks it can. You're old now. They're sending you AARP magazine. That means I can come to your house and visit you with stiffness and coldness or whatever else I have. My bag of old age sicknesses. That would nullify this verse of Scripture, wouldn't it? He heals all your diseases. What if the disease came on you because you hit a certain age? Tough. It has no right. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Verse 5, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He tells you how he's going to do it. He says he's going to satisfy your mouth with good things, so that your what is renewed? Your youth is renewed. Is this in your Bible? Is this something that we should not forget? Is this a benefit of serving God? Think of all the people who are not serving God for this particular benefit. And it makes sense as you get older, doesn't it? I wasn't too concerned about this benefit in my 20s. But I'm getting more concerned now, brother. Is this a benefit of the Lord?
Yes.
He renews your youth. Everybody say, God,
God
renews
my
youth. Is that a good thing to put in your mouth?
Yes.
How'd that feel in your mouth? Pretty good, huh? That was good stuff in your mouth. Is it good to put God's word in your mouth? What if he says he forgives all your iniquities? Is that a good thing to put in your mouth? He forgives all my iniquities. What about if you're feeling sick? What's the best thing to do? Say, he heals all my sicknesses. I'm healed by his stripes. That's good. Put it in your mouth. Brother, what do you got in your mouth? The word. Hallelujah. What about renewing of youth? Is it in your mouth? If it's not in your mouth, it's not going to do you any good, according to this verse of Scripture. And we're going to go way into this today. Everybody say, way. Hallelujah. All right, quickly, Job 33:24. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Could there be anything good in the book of Job? Well, he was the richest man in the East at the time. And then by the end of the book of Job, which scholars say only took 3 months, he had twice as much. How would you like to have twice as much as you have right now in 3 months?
Yes.
You're being scriptural.
Yes.
And people say, I'm like Job. That's how you're like Job.
Yes.
The sickness and stuff doesn't apply to you, does it? Because he forgave all your iniquities. He healed all your diseases. Couldn't apply to you. But that part does. Hallelujah. Whew. Try that on for size. In 3 months... Say it, in 3 months, I'll have twice as much as I had before. How'd that feel in your mouth? Brother, you're putting all this stuff in my mouth. All right, Job 33:24. Glory be to God forever. Then he is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. For I have found a ransom. A ransom, you can look it up, and in many translations it means atonement. I have found an atonement. Look what it says. And his flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He's equating here, people, the atonement with returning to the days of your youth. How could this be? It be... Must be that in the atonement is, did you know that all of the blessings of God, they come to you through the atonement? That's the legal right to come to you. And so if God does renew youth at all for anybody, it had to come by means of the atonement, or it was illegal in the earth. But he specifically says here, I have found an atonement, and his flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. What if you put that in your mouth? I've found an atonement. My flesh will be fresher than a child's. I'm returning to the days of my youth. What's that going to do to you? You people here, do we serve a God who does this? Can God do this? You got to start there. Can he do this? And then you have to go from yes, he can, to he does do it. We see it in the scripture, and I've taken you to all these scriptures where we have Sarah and Abraham and Caleb, Moses, Joshua, all of these guys that God did it to, they're your forefathers and your mother. So he can, then he does. Now you got to make that leap and say, he will do it for me. I see how he will do it for me, and then you receive it. Everybody say, he will do it for me. Hallelujah. He delivered him from going down to the pit. I found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Glory be to God. Jesus is Lord. All right, go to Matthew 6:10. Brother, you're going so fast. I know, I told you I was going to go fast. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Besides, you're going to get this today. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, verse 10 says, well, verse 9 says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you pray, say, another translation says that. When you pray, say this. Then he says, your will be done on earth. Where are you?
Earth.
As it is in heaven. How do you think it is up there with Elijah and Moses? You think they got really old? Man, they're 2,000 years old now. It must be like a prune just blowing down the street. Right? All dried out and old and crispy at 2,000 years old. Like a tumbleweed. You get up to heaven, put your sackcloth on. You sit down in your wooden stool, and that's all you have. They hand it to you when you come through the door. And then you look and you see all of these tumbleweeds blowing down the streets of gold. Doesn't make sense, does it? And those are just the old saints because they're really, really old. What's God doing in heaven? What's in heaven? His glory, his presence, his power is there. What has it done to these people when you go there? It renews your youth. Right? What did he just tell you to pray and say? His will on earth as it is in heaven. And I'm telling you, every one of these things comes through the atonement. Everything in heaven that you are going to experience was paid for up front for your entrance by the atonement. Is the atonement just for then?
No.
Or is it for now? Well,
yes, well, I'll be healed then.
No, now.
Right now, right here, today.
Yes.
Start getting all of these things in the precious blood of the atonement. Heals you, yes. Prospers you, yes. Saves you, keeps you free from sin, and renews your youth.
Hallelujah.
As it does in heaven.
Yes.
Why do we put everything off? Let's just die and go there then. My goodness. Why? It's because we got a job to do down here. Do you think you can do your job a little better if you have youth
yes.
flooding through your body?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So he's when you pray, say, huh, God's will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. God's will be done in my body right now on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
The same glory that quickens up there, quickens down here. My youth is being renewed. Put that in your mouth, brother. Hallelujah. Hello. Glory be to God forever. Everything revolves around the atonement. Quickly, you don't have to turn there. Just put it up there, Genesis 18:10. Hallelujah. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Sarah at this time was 90. She couldn't have kids. But the Lord said, I'm going to return to you and you're going to have a son. And if you look these words up, I will turn back the time of life. Here we have an example of God doing it. And then she goes off and, you know, in the next chapter we see kings wanting to take her into his harem. A 90-year-old woman, people. God did something. He turned back the time of life. What do you think renewing of youth is? He takes the cells of your body and does whatever he does, and he turns them back. He turns back the time of life. You seeing this? Does God do this? Is God able to do this? Yes. Does God do this? Yes. Will he do it for you? And on what grounds? The atonement. Hallelujah. Satisfy your mouth with these good things, and he'll renew your youth. Glory be to God forever. Go to Romans 4. You guys are getting this today. Hallelujah. You think this is something you could keep with you? Well, I heard a healing message once, and that was nice. No, you keep it with you. You keep. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. And is healing good for you? Yes. You want to just get healed once and that's it? And then everything? No, you got healing is a continual thing. Keep it with you. That's why I want to get this message across so that it's down in your spirit and now it's with you. All right. Glory be to God. Verse 16. Therefore, it is from faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to two of the seed, no, to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. The promise was sure to Abraham, and now it's sure to all the seed through faith. As it is written, verse 17, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who does what to the dead? Quickens the dead and calls those things to be not as though they were. God makes alive that which is dead or dying. And it doesn't mean dead as in he does that too. We understand he will resurrect people. But he's not talking about this in the instance because Abraham wasn't dead at that point, was he? He was just old. He says, I am as if dead, well stricken with years to the point where I might as well just die. Oy vey. And Sarah too. They were as dead. He quickens those who were as dead. Is this the same God that we believe? Is this the same faith? Yes, the same God. You serve the same God. God made Abraham rich. God kept Abraham healthy at least, right? Though he was really old. And he renewed his youth. We see Abraham in his old age taking Isaac up on a mountain, carrying wood and things to go up there to slay his son. How many 120-year-old people do you know doing that? God quickens him. Look at this. As it is written, verse 17, I have made thee a father before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead. So he's believing in God who quickens that which is dead in his physical body. You hear? And calls those things which be not as though they were. This is how God, Abraham, got involved in it. He began to call it that way. He put the good thing in his mouth. You people hear. And that's how God was able to renew his youth. God's not confused. This is why he puts all these scriptures together. This is how they work. Now that was just for Psalms and others. People. No, this is how Abraham worked it. This is how David worked it. This is how you work it. You're in the same field. Serving the same God. Quickens the dead, calls those things that be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, as it is written, as it is spoken, so shall thy seed be. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. He considered not his own body now dead. Meaning now at the point of it, there's no return for it. It's old. It's withered. It's well stricken. Consider not his own body. Are you here? Don't consider that this age thing is something that you should be partaking of. It's not. Yeah, but we all get old. I know, but I'm showing you how to turn back the time of life. Is this radical enough, Jane? My goodness. Talking about turning back the time of life and youth renewal? I don't know if I can. Since when have you believed anything from God that wasn't supernatural anyway? Just suck it up. It's in the Bible. At least you're not having to believe God for a baby. Or like Mary, you have to believe God to have a child and you don't even know your husband. I'll give you a little slack, I guess. Consider not his own body. So what is this? Where does this put you? You're going to have to consider not that your own body is now dead or is deadening or is mortal in that area. You all right with this? Yeah, but my eyesight. Yeah, but my back. Stop it. You're considering your body. Stop it. Consider not your body. Hallelujah. I hope you're here. Glory be to God forever. Consider not his own body when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah. He staggered not at the promise of God. Have we seen this as a promise of God? Are you staggering at it? Brother, it's staggerable. Don't stagger at this promise. Don't stagger at any of the promise. But isn't that what happens when you first see a promise of God? You're like, wait a minute. Who? He? Hey. I can believe for you to get healed, but for me, I don't know. You're staggering at that promise. Stagger not at this promise. He renews my youth. It's part of the covenant. It's part of the atonement. I'm excited about this. Hallelujah. He staggered not at the promise of God but through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform. Is God able to do this for you? Don't stagger at the promise. Consider that God is able to perform what he promised. We see, this is this promise here. He will renew your youth. Don't stagger at it. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Is he able to do this? He has promised it. He's able to perform it. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also. To whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus from the dead. Let's just run around the room right now. If we believe, it'll be imputed on the same thing. Do you see this? If we believe on him who raised up Jesus from the dead. All right, you ready for this? I hope so. Hold on to your seat. Put your seatbelt on or something. We're believing in him who raised up Jesus from the dead. The Holy Spirit. If we believe in him who raised up Jesus from the dead, he will quicken your... Well, let's go over there. You see this? Romans 8. Flip over a couple chapters. Verse 11. We're getting there. We're receiving this morning. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you... Anybody in that condition today? The spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells where in you? In my mind. No, in your body. Brother, I believe I'm being quickened. Yes, hallelujah. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. And it doesn't mean dead body. It means mortal, means your body that is subject to death, meaning it's getting older. He will the same way quicken your body. How? By his spirit. Yes. What's the word quicken mean? Make alive. Absolutely. To make alive. You ever heard of the word zoe? It's the life of God. It's the life that lives itself. It's what just reverberates in heaven all over the place. You think the people in heaven are quickened with this supernatural life that lives by itself? That's what it means. The life of God that lives by itself. It continues to live. Can you kill Zoe? No. If you did, it would live. It, there's no end to it. Hallelujah. He's going to quicken whose mortal body? Is this something good to put in your mouth? The Spirit of God that dwells in me quickens my physical body, my mortal body. Quickens means makes alive. He's making it alive. And I remember the first week I took it and I showed you this paper that had, this is what the doctors say, that at a certain age these cells stop reproducing themselves and they start to get older and older and older. And really it's a slow demise into the grave. The people are getting older. And then eventually they die of old age. What they die of? Old age. Or something happening in their body that came on them because of old age. Well, he's going to quicken or make alive your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you. This is in the Bible. This is Scripture. All right, you guys are doing well. Romans 8, verse 2. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. What came on Adam after he got booted out of the garden? Death. Dying you shall die. It didn't just say you're going to die and that's it, and then he was vaporized. Dying he died. It was a long, slow, hard-working death. With hoe in hand. Death began in him. It was the long demise of age. Was he going to age in the garden? No. Come on, you people here. Garden was representative or replication of what? Heaven. Hello. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made us free from that. We will live out all of our years, everything that God's got called us to do, free of sin, free of sickness, and with our youth renewed to the point where we're not under the demise of age. Does that mean you're going to be not going to get older? No, you're going to get older. But you're going to have your strength that is not waning. Remember Moses? His strength did not wax old. What if you haven't been believing for? Can you believe for? Can you receive this? This is the word if you'll hear it, if you'll have faith in this. This is how people get saved. Do you know it? This is how people get healed. Well, how do you think people's youth is going to be renewed? Same way, through the foolishness of preaching. Yes. And if you'll listen, you'll start to go, that faith will rise up on the inside of you, and you'll start to go, I see it, brother. Something's happened to me. Something's happened to me now. I'm feeling younger. Yeah. Let me move these chairs. We don't need to move. Let me move them anyway. You're quickened. You're made alive. You get the strength of youth coming back in you. Hallelujah. I'm giving you some tools here, people. I hope you're getting it. The Spirit of life, the Spirit of Zoe. Look it up. Greek word for life, Zoe, the life that lives itself. The Holy Ghost. Is he dwelling in your body? Are you allowing him to quicken it, to make it alive, to rejuvenate the youth? That's what he does. It's his job. It's part of his blessing. It's part of his benefit. Stop forgetting it. And if you keep forgetting it, well, then pray for that area of your mind. I just stop forgetting things all the time. All right. Here we go. I'm going to crank it up a little bit here, people. All right, all right. You know, it's like you're going up the roller coaster ride. Ting, 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 ting. I swear they do that just to freak you out. You're getting up higher. And then it seems like drops back a little bit. And ting, 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 as you're going up. That's so you wet your pants before you get to the top. And they get extra exciting. We'll take that out of the tape. Sorry, Jane. Hallelujah. This is extra exciting, people. Go to Joel chapter 2. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. I will restore. Who do you think's talking here?
The Lord.
The Lord. Good. I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. How many would like to have a few years that they kind of messed it up? Yes. You want them back?
Yes.
This is part of renewing youth, people. I messed up a whole bunch of them. Even yesterday, maybe. I don't know. But can you have them back? Wouldn't you like the ones that you somehow got wasted? Even though you were the cause of it, he said he will restore. Yes. What about somebody? Listen to me. What about somebody who abused their physical body for years? Alan? No. He's like, yeah, probably. No. What if you spent years and years drinking with the bottle as your best friend and smoking? What does that do to your physical body? It makes it age. It's what it does. You ever see people that live, party forever and ever? It looks like they age real fast. Thankfully, I got out of it pretty early. And I'll meet people that, are my age from my school days. I'll meet them and they look like, you're 90 years old. What happened to you? He never got out of it. Hey, give me a couple years, I'll look like a 12-year-old. Who are you? Andrew's son? No! Oh, brother. Just think of all, you could get the inexpensive rides on the airlines. Probably get, shorter. You could go on the rides with Mickey Mouse holding his hand like this. Go on. Hallelujah. I will. Is this in the Bible? Is this in your Bible? I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. I'm game for that. Thank you. Right? How's he going to do that? He's going to renew not only your youth, but he'll renew that. And I found this was interesting. I don't know how far we can go with this. But then he says, the locust, right? That the locust has eaten. And then the cankerworm, and these are just things, I swear, I think they were just picking these things out of the air when they wrote the King James. Because what it means is, here's the locust, then there's the baby locust, then there's the worm part of the locust before it comes, and then there's the larva. This is what he's saying. That's what these words mean. He's returning your youth. The things that the locust ate, and he's going to turn back the time. That's what you do. How many locusts that they go from being a locust to a baby locust to a larva? That's backwards. This is what he's saying he's going to do. Take time-lapse photography and run it back, people. What happens to the leaves that the locusts were eating? They spit it back up. And it's back. This is exciting. Hallelujah. How about if you didn't know a day in your life that you never knew Jesus, and from that moment on, you prayed in the Spirit, and you served God in everything you did, no time wasted. God will return to you that exact thing. That's in his Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Look at this, verse 20, 25. I got 25 there. What's the next one, Libby? Thank you. Glory be to God. Look down here. Same strain of thought. I'm just saving you a couple of verses, okay? Down to 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. He just said he's going to renew your youth. He's going to restore to you all the time that the devil ate up, and you were participating with him. He's going to restore that to you, and when is he going to say he's going to do it? By his Spirit coming on all flesh. This is how he does it. Why would he say he's doing that? Because the Spirit is the Spirit of Zoe, the Spirit of life. This is how he does it. He quickens you. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3. We're doing well. Take these home and meditate on them. Get them down in your spirit. Hallelujah. Is it worth spending any time on this? Yes. Would it be worth it for you to spend a little time on this to get all of those years that you blew and wasted? Yeah. Wouldn't it be great, like I said, to have got saved literally on the day when, the age of accountability shows up? I don't know what age it was. But if on that day you went, whoop, Jesus is Lord, shakabahandai. And from that day, you were just running straight on with God and following him. Very few of us are in that situation. It means we had time that the devil stole, or we participated usually. Hey, I was there. Am I going to believe? No, that's just wasted time then, right? It's just wasted time. I blew it. I can't have any of that back. Are you kidding me? Forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all? All your diseases, even if you got it from smoking cigarettes, even if you got it from drinking whatever. Total redemption. Hallelujah. Clean your mind up. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. You there, Acts chapter 3. Is this getting good yet?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted. Does this sound similar to what God does? Repent, be converted, so that your sins will be blotted out. The good news. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Are you able to stand in the presence of the Lord clean, as if sin did not exist in your life? Yes, you, and I don't care whatever you blew it in the past, whatever, gone. It's restored, it's wiped out. Now you can stand free and clear in the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God. Without guilt or shame, the righteousness of God. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, verse 20, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things. Underline that if you haven't in your Bible. The times. Remember, God said to Sarah, what? I'm going to return the time. I'm going to turn back the time for you. And then we got that scripture where he said, I'm going to turn back the time. I'm going to restore to you the time that the locust ate. Turning it back. Restoring to you all of those things. Look at this. Whom the heaven must receive and retain, I think the Amplified Bible says, until the times of restitution of all things. The word restitution means reconstitution or restitution, the restoration of something to its rightful place. Reconstituted. Have you ever heard of reconstituted, like soup or something? What happens to it? Reconstituted soup is like dried. It's dry. It's like those, you know, it's like those things I was saying rolling down in heaven. The tumbleweeds. Now, if you restored those tumbleweeds, right, and what do? You put moisture on there and stuff. You restore. It restores it to its rightful place. Restores it to its rightful position. Reconstituted. What's he going to do this to? You and all things. Until the times of restitution of all things. What is he going to do this with? And this is where I got to take you there. He's going to do it with the life of God. When that life of God comes in, it quickens the thing. He's not just adding water to the soup, which makes it soup again. Right? That's what they do when they're constituting. They reconstitute. It means you take that which has been dried out, you add liquid, and it comes back to its rightful place as soup. Because without the liquid, it wasn't soup. It was like powder or something. How did they get it to that constituted state? I know this probably isn't the right word, but how do they take all the water, all the life out of it? Just powder. What if you took the life out of you? What would happen? Science will say this. You'd be a pile of dust and minerals and things. How many would like that to happen to them? No. But the life of God coming into you reconstitutes those things, those elements, those cells in your body, bringing it back to the place where it should be. You seeing this? It's his life coming into your physical body. Spirit of life quickening your mortal flesh, reconstituting it. Brother, you're telling me how it's actually occurring. Yes, this is how it occurs. His spirit comes into those areas that have gone past the age. God turns back the time and reconstitutes it by his spirit. What spirit? The spirit of life. The spirit of Zoe, the life that lives itself. There is no death. God is life, and in him there is no death at all. Any part of your being that's in him and on him and around him will be reconstituted, people. How about Moses when he was in the glory the whole time? What did he do? He glowed at that point. He probably got years back. I can almost guarantee it. He got years back by being up there with God for those 40 days and 40 nights. Came down younger than he was before. Brother, You sound like you believe this stuff. I do. Hallelujah. It's in the Word. The times of refreshing. Times, people. Times being reconstituted. Are you seeing this? He's taking time. He's adding life into the time that you blew. You and your locust friends. Eating it up, spitting it out. He's reconstituted by puts his life into it, and then all of a sudden it's back to its rightful, restored position. This is exciting. Hallelujah. Because I sit here and think, man, I blew some time. I was good at blowing time. And so are my locust friends. We get around and hang out, and that's all we do is waste some time. We get it back. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. We're getting there, people. We're almost there. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Glory be to God forever. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. You're buying it back. You get it back. Hallelujah. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Are you starting to see what the will of the Lord is for you? What is it? To have His Spirit, the Spirit of Zoe, the Spirit of life, quicken your body and restore it to its rightful place. As in heaven, so on earth. Think that's a witness? You think that's a sign? Bring it on. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be being filled with the Spirit, speaking. Why now? Why? Because it's renewing, it's redeeming your time as you're speaking in the Spirit. Hello? Another good reason to spend your days praying in the Spirit. It's being filled, continually filled, filled. Yeah. And what part of you is being filled? Well, just my mouth, just my tongue on the end. I can feel this. No, your whole body. Book of James chapter 3 says you will turn about your whole body. You'll turn it what? Turn it back to the days of your youth. Yeah. Glory be to God forever. You still here? Glory be to God. Be filled how? Speaking. Be filled speaking. Quickly, John 10:10. You know what it is? Who can quote John 10:10? Glory be to God forever. John 10:10. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Does he do this with old age coming on people? Does he do this by bringing things on people that come with old age? Yes, he thinks it's his opportunity. He thinks he's found some part in the church. They'll never see this. I'll slip it in here. Sorry, we're taking that one back too. We're having our youth renewed. Our days restored. Don't let the devil think he stole all those things when you were out there doing the stupid stuff. He stole them. He came to steal them. That's what he came to do. So tell him you want them back.
Yes.
Those years, come back to me in Jesus' name. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have what?
Life.
And they might have it more abundantly. What did Jesus come for? That you might have life. Zoe. It's the same, the Spirit of life. He came that you would have this Spirit of life, that you would have it more abundantly. More abundantly than what? Than anything that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. This life is more abundant than that. It's more abundant than the age taking place in your body, which the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life, abruptly resists and holds back. He stops it. He turns back that. This message was with anything else. If you don't receive it, it'll do you no good. Yet I heard a very good message this morning. Well, no, if you receive it, believe it. Consider not your own body, but believe the God who quickens the dead, quickens those things. Hallelujah. And then you call it. You put that in your mouth. Put it in agreement with God. This is what you do. This is who you are. This is the God you serve. You look like you're getting younger. Younger. I am getting younger. My youth is being renewed. It's part of the blessings of God, and I forget not all of his benefits. So the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that you would have this Zoe, this substance, this life that lives itself. Do you know how many people have been looking for the fountain of youth? Maybe they don't do it. Yeah, they do. They still do this. You can buy pills for hundreds of dollars. Right? I should have bought some online and brought them here. Look at these stupid pills. They say they're going to... You have promises from God that he will do this. And the number of your days you will fulfill. Yes. Not with a walker. Hallelujah. We have found it here in this church. I have found a ransom that will make your flesh fresher than a child's. This same atonement will do it to you. But you have to receive it. You have to believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Life more abundantly. Go to John 6, 63. We're almost done. John 6, 63. It is the Spirit that quickens or makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You're receiving words spoken. How are you filled with the Spirit, people? You're filled with the Spirit speaking. Well, his words are spirit. So what if you're speaking his words about you? They're spirit and they are Zoe. Those words are Zoe to what? To your mortal flesh, to your body. You people here, hallelujah. The Spirit quickens. He makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. We're filled with the same Spirit speaking his words. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Just put it up there. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. You are able, people. I don't know if I'm able. The Bible said you're able, so either you're a liar or God is. God's not a liar, so you are. You are able to be a minister of this New Testament, this new covenant. Is this in your new covenant? Yes. Who's going to minister it to you?
The pastor. He has to lay his hands on me every day and give me one of those pills, those youth renown. No.
You are able to minister this New Testament, not of the letter, but of the what? The Spirit. The letter kills. The Spirit gives life. What kind of life? It's Zoe again. The life that lives itself, quickening what? Your mortal flesh. Raise Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. One more, 11. Revelation 11, 11. Revelation chapter 11, verse 11. Hallelujah. After 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life. The Spirit of what? People there? What Spirit? The Spirit of life and from God entered into them. And they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon all them that saw them. These people were dead. How many of you here are dead? Nobody raised their hand. What entered into them? The Spirit of life. Is this the same Holy Spirit that you have? When does he fill you? When you speak. When you're speaking, the Spirit of life enters into you and quickens your mortal bodies. He will satisfy your mouth with good things, and your youth will be renewed. Hello? Well, I don't want it. Well, then just shut up. The spirit of life from God entered into them. One last one, we'll go here. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What is in the power of the tongue? Death and life. I've shown you this morning that it's the spirit of life that fills your body. He enters into you, literally renewing your youth as you're filled speaking. Life is in the power of whose tongue? The pastor's tongue. My mother's tongue. My wife's tongue. Yeah, for them. But this comes down to who? It comes down to you and that thing right below your nose. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. And if you love it, you will eat the fruit thereof, whether death or life. What do you want to eat the fruit of? Life. Hallelujah. We're getting this straight. Adam and Eve, they couldn't figure that one out, I guess. Well, I'll die if I eat this fruit. Don't eat that fruit. Satisfy your mouth with good things, and your youth will be renewed. Hallelujah. Let me read that one more time. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I thank you that you've moved upon these people here today and the people that hear this message, that life is being renewed and restored, rejuvenated, reconstituted in their physical bodies. Those things that have seemed like they were becoming dead are being made alive. Time is reversing. Time is going backwards, and you're restoring it to our rightful place. You're restoring the church to our rightful place. In Jesus' name, we receive it right now, and we commit to keep our tongues in line with your word, and we will see our youth renewed in Jesus' name, and we will not forget this part of your benefit. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for it right now. Thank you, Father, for renewing our youth. Hallelujah. It's happening now. We believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Pray the word of God.